Study day to manage the Chaf Gimel Toshin I Vav Reb by Jeremy Stubbs.
Right. Rabosai speaking about the Haftarah of Bechukosai this week. I'll speak a bit louder. Much nicer without a microphone.
Yeah.
The Haftarah this week, speaking about the main point being the Tochacha, secondary point being Shemitah, as we know, Bahar Bechukosai regularly 12 times out of 19 go together. This year it's not together, but Bechukosai still mentions Shemitah, as we had in last week's Sidra. That if we do not keep the Shemitah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things he brings the Tochacha on us. So the two are connected, and Yirmiyahu HaNovi in the Haftarah this week mentions general inyonim of Tochacha and also mentions about Shemitah. The Haftarah starts in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, 16:19. The Pesukim earlier on are very interesting, leading up to it. Go back five psukim, the Chumashim won't have it, the Sefer Yirmi will have it. Two psukim there, which we quote, the Mishnah in Brochas quotes, the Mephoshim there, regarding Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We all know on Seder night we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's going to happen? We talk about Yemos HaMoshiach. When Yemos HaMoshiach comes along, Chazal say, Lahovi, kol Yemei Chayecha, Lahovi li Yemos HaMoshiach, to include Yemos HaMoshiach. The Mietz Hashem, Yemos HaMoshiach, we'll still talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And two psukim are brought, and they come from this Perek Tezayin of Yirmiyahu HaNovi. Lochein, Hine Yomim Boim Num Hashem, days are coming, says Hashem. Yemos HaMoshiach. V'lo ye'omer od chai Hashem ashehelo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. We won't say, chai Hashem, who brought the b'nei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. What will we say instead? Kiim chai Hashem ashehelo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz tzofon mikol ha'rotzos ashehidichom shomo. We will talk about chai Hashem, who brought b'nei Yisrael back from the northern lands and all the lands where Hashem spread us out, scattered us there. V'ashiva simal ad mosom, asher nosati la'avosam. Hashem says, I'll return you to their land, and the land which I gave to their father, Hashem will return us to Eretz Yisrael. So the psukim talk about the one we see Yemos HaMoshiach, we won't say about Hashem brought us out of Mitzrayim. We'll talk about Hashem bringing us back, the Gula Shalema, coming back to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Tzofon. Where are we now? Eretz Tzofon, the northern lands. As the Pasuk mentions, the northern lands. And we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael from the northern lands. So the Machlokes, the Radak, brings Rashi, the Radak, talk about that when Moshiach comes, the final Gula will be the Ikkar Geula, and there will still, whether we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim as the Machlokas, and the Radak says that the Machlokas will be whether Yetzias Mitzrayim will be mentioned at all. Everybody agrees there will be a secondary Geula. Literally, we'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim as being a second type of Geula, but the main Geula will be the Geula HaSidah, the Geula taking us all back to Eretz Yisrael in Yemos HaMoshiach. That will be the main point the Pasuk is saying. But meanwhile, unfortunately, we're not there yet. The Pasuk goes back to saying that in the time leading up to this, Hashem says, this is just before the Haftarah starts. Hashem says, I will send ledayogim rabim, many fishers, people, fishermen. And they'll come along. These fishermen will hunt the people. This is not good, this is bad. And the Radak says, what's going to happen is that Klal Yisrael, who are doing Averos, wherever we've run away to, wherever we think we're going to hide, we're not going to be able to get away, because there'll be fishermen coming to fish us out of wherever we are. And then it says after that, there'll be tzayodim, there'll be hunters coming. And the Mepharshim say, the fishermen will kill us directly, taking a fish out of water is enough to kill it. You don't need to do anything else. Just simply remove it from the water. We think we're in the water. We think we're safe. So the Pasuk says, no, the fishermen will take us out of the water, but then there'll be hunters will come along. The hunters will come and find us from wherever we are outside the water, and they'll capture us. The survivors, those who think we're safe, even not in the water, will be hunted down from wherever we're about to go. And Hashem says, Einal kol darchem. Hashem says, I'm looking at them. I can see where everybody's going to, where they're not going to be able to escape. And then comes along, Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us in the Haftorah, Hashem Uzi Umozi, the first pasuk. Hashem is Uoz and Mo'oz, power and strength. Umanusi, the word monos is a refuge, from somewhere to run away to. When we are in trouble, we will finally realize that don't run into the water, don't run on the mountain, but run direct to the Rabbon Shalom. The Rabbon Shalom is there. And that's the only safe place we can go to be Amtsara. So that, and then the Pasuk says, fantastic idea, Elecho, go yim yovo meafsei oretz. Strange, in the same Pasuk, we go from the present day into the distant future. At the moment Hashem is there to save us. He is in charge, and we can go to him and be safe. We can rely on the Rabbon Shalom. And you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen in the future. Goyim. Goyim will come to the Rabbon Shalom from the end of the world, and they'll say, Sheker nochlo avoseinu. Our religion is false. All that we've got, all that our obbers have handed down to us, is worthless. There's got nothing in it. It's an interesting idea. If I tell you, don't worry today, because in 100 years' time, Goyim are going to come along, and they're going to say that their whole religion is rubbish. Yes? So, Yirmiyahu is telling the people in advance that whatever you see now power, you see people doing horrible things. Go to Eretz Yisrael, Rachman his son, the Arabs. There's always, as my son tells me, you know, that you don't know, he says. He says, you're walking along the road, you see the Arabs there in the bus stations, the bus stops, on the buses, going to a shop, there's an Arab there. You just don't know. But the Pasuk is telling us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us even in advance, that there will come a day when these people will come back. The ones who are around still will come and say, please, Rabbon Shalom, forgive us. We're sorry for what we did. We appreciate that our religion is a load of rubbish. It was given down to us by our fathers, but it's useless. It hasn't helped us in any way. We daven, we don't get anywhere with our tefillahs. And you, Klal Yisrael, you have survived. So Klal Yisrael, you should know now that even the people who are there to chase you, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after you. Whatever happens to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still on your side. You don't need to worry. Pasuk carries on. Ayaselo, Odom Elokim. Elohim is Elohim here. Can a person make himself a god? Small g. And the ones they make for themselves are useless. And they'll confess. Says Mephoshim. How could we have dreamed up our religions? This doesn't just mean the straightforward Avodah Zorah, the Hinduism, the Buddhism, the Avodah Zorah that they have around. But the ones, the famous ones, the ones that have caused us so much trouble over the years. You know, the Pasuk says about Orel Batomi will not come anymore. The Pasuk says this Nun Beis in Yishayah, if I remember correctly. And the Pasuk, the Meradak says on that Pasuk, the Orel and Tomei is referring to the Christians and the Muslims. And they will not be allowed in anymore. They will have to simply say, our religion is a load of rubbish. So, Hinen Nochei. Pasuk continues in Chof Aleph. Hashem says, "Hineni modiyom atam azos. I will let them know at this time. I will let Klal Yisrael know. It's not just talking about the Goyim in the future, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about Klal Yisrael, Hashem will punish Klal Yisrael now for our Avodah Zorah. For when we show Avodah Zorah, whether it's Klal Yisrael turning round to say to the Rabbon Shalom to make, literally, join in the Avodah Zorah, which Baruch Hashem has been rare over the years. But Avodah Zorah, there are many types of Avodah Zorah. Any type of Avodah which is Zorah to the Rabbon Shalom, and Avodah which is strange to him, that is Avodah Zorah. Any type of taking your mind off the fact that there is a Rabbon Shalom who has put you in the world for a tachlis, and trying to find any other tachlis other than serving the Rabbon Shem throughout our lives. That is avodah zorah. Avodah which is zorah. Avodah which is strange. Hashem says, I'll let you know now that this is the wrong way to go about it. The people are doing the real avodah zorah. In the future they will find out and they will come on their own. Those who are left will come along and apologize and do tshuva, because we should never have been doing it. It was a load of rubbish all along. We don't know why we even got drawn into it. But now, for the purpose now, we should know, don't do avodah zorah. Perek Yud Zayin continues with telling us about the Chatos Yehuda, the sin of Yehuda. It's Kesuva, the eight Barzel, but Tziporin Shomir. It's engraved, it's written down. It's carved into the stone. It says, but Tziporin Shomir, the word Shomir, everybody knows Shomir. The Midrash says it's a worm that's very, very hard, that has a power, laser power, to be able to break through stone. But Shomir, the Mepharshim say, some translate it as a diamond. A diamond point used to cut with. Very, very hard. Very, very, very tough to be able to get through. And the other Mepharshim talk about Shomer as being iron itself or stone. Just to be able to engrave into it. And our Averus are carved into us. Because unfortunately, the more we do something wrong, the more it becomes natural. And what is this? How do you say it's Charusha? Aluach libom, on the tablet of their hearts. What's the idea? How do you carve something into the heart? Baruch Hashem. A heart is a soft organ. It's amazing what it can do. You try and take a chisel and start cutting up a heart. Le'an ora. Baruch Hashem, we can survive. So when Posich Harusha engraved into it, it means that what we have done wrong is so become a part of us that we find ourselves, we can't get away from it. You take a tombstone, a matseva, and carve into it. It's good, it'll stay there for a long time. But you can equally take a chisel and carve away. You can knock away the words that are carved in. But the point is, so what we put onto the hearts is something that is so engraved in ourselves. If you do something which is wrong, as we all do, it doesn't matter how little it is. If you get into a habit of doing a little thing and do it again and again and again and again, the heart takes it in. And it's very hard to knock it out. It can be knocked out. Teshuva was created before the world was. Anything can be changed. But if a person doesn't make the effort to do so, the little thing that they did again and again and again is Harusha Aluach Libob, is engraved onto the heart, and it won't go away without our own effort to take it away. And it says, Lukarnas Mizbachoseichem, and on the horns of your altars, also the idea of the horn of the altar. The Mari Karo says on this that they will burn Ketores. In those days, they burnt incense on the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash to Avodah Zorah. A terrible thing to do. But the idea of Keren Mizbechoseichem is the altar, the Mizbeach, is something that we build up. Something which we elevate, we erect, to set it up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, the Averas that we do somehow go into, penetrate the Mizbeach. Kavod carries on the pasuk in pasuk base says kizkar b'nehem mizbechosam. It says they remember their children, so they remember their altars that they made to avodah zorah. In other words, the same that we care of, everybody cares about their own children, but unfortunately they didn't care about their children enough. The same way as one looks with love to one's children, their love was directed towards their avodah zorah that they were doing. That's the pasuk comparing it. You can't find a better love. I'm not talking about love for one's wife, I'm talking about love for one's children. There's no physical taiva in that. With love for one's wife has a physical taiva attached. Love for one's children is pure. One cares for one's children. Who wants to do any chasram against one's own children? There's the greatest, purest love one can have is for one's children. And the people, the same way that they would love their children, they would put their love into their avodah zorah that they did on the Mizbeach in those days. And it's v'asherehem al etzran, on their asherah on every etzran, on leafy tree, evergreen tree. There are different pshatim on the idea of what this asherah is. One explanation, the asherah is the evergreen tree. A tree that is not affected by winter. Every other tree comes a time. It looks beautiful at the moment. Wait till October, November, and you'll see. Where's it gone? It's nude. The tree has gone. All the clothing of the tree, the beauty of the tree. I was driving along yesterday through the countryside. Beautiful trees, trees, trees. Millions of leaves. And every leaf is a slightly different shade of green. It's beautiful. And what happens to it when winter comes along? The winter god comes along and takes away all the leaves. So the one tree, the evergreen tree, that is stronger than the winter god, they made an Avodah Zorah out of the tree. The very fact that this tree is not defeated by winter. And that was the idea. Well, it's one pshat in the idea of an Asherah, why it was so special, this tree, because it's stronger than the winter god, which the winter god destroys everything else. But the Asherah is not destroyed by it. And the Mepharshim say, the Duck says, that when they had such a tree, they built a Mizbeach next to it. Literally, had a Mizbeach next to the tree. Just to serve the tree on it. And the Ramban says that whenever they made an Avodah Zorah, they put big trees outside in order that people would see where the Avodah Zorah was and come and serve the Avodah Zorah. The Ramban says they put up the tree outside. Now, Barmanel says that he used to make crescents, saronim, and they attached them to the trees and they would worship the crescents that they put onto them. That's the Barmanel.
That's the adornment of the crescent.
Yeah, that was the idea. Yeah, the crescent. Like the moon, moon shaped. Yep. Pasuk carries on. Harori vasode. Harori is my mountain in the field. My mountain in the field is Yerushalayim, said the Mevorshim. The Yerushalayim is on a mountain surrounded by fields. And this was literally, so you have an area cultivated by man and then raised up in the middle towards a total focal point to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what happens, unfortunately, Yerushalayim wasn't being used to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was being used to serve Avodah Zorah in those days. And because you do that, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the next part of the pasuk carries on, Chel chocholo tzrosecho lovaz etein. All your wealth, all your treasures will be given lovaz as prey. People will just come along and take what they like. What's yours won't be yours anymore. It says, v'omosecho b'chatos b'chol gvulecho. You've done in your high places, it's like a chatos, it's a sin. Instead of a chatos korban, it's a sin everywhere you are. And then v'shomat to. The pasuk says, and you shall Shomat toys, you shall release. Shin mem tes is to release, to let go. The whole idea of shomot is that you've got something, you've got the word shemitah, when it's used in the Torah, shemitah is not used talking about the land. That's the word shavias. In Bahar, you look in Bahar, you won't find shemitah there. In Bahar, you'll find about Shavuos, Shanah Shavuos, the seventh year. Mishnayos is not called Mishnayos Shemitah, it's called Mishnayos Shavuos. The agricultural is the idea of the seventh. The very fact that it's the seventh year, same as Shabbos, is the seventh day. So the seventh year is a special idea of what you do to the land. You think the land is yours, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land is mine. And on the seventh year, the same way as the seventh day of the week, you leave things for the Rabbeinu Shlolem, so on the seventh year. Shemitah is the idea of letting go. Letting go, where does it come? It comes in Re'eh. The idea of Shomot Kol Baal Masha Yodo. If you owe me money, I have a right to take something from you. I have a hold on you. I can grab you. I take you to the Beis Din. I can get the money out of you. That's a physical grasp. And says the Pasuk Shomot, let go. That's all. Let go. I've got a grasp. I've got a hold on you. Says the Torah, let go. That's what it means. Just let it slip. And it's used also regarding the Shemitah, as we said. It's used as well there. And what's the Pasuk telling you is that you shall let go. You shall release. Saying the Mepharshim, Rashi says on this, that you release your land. You've misused your land in Eretz Yisrael. So you will release your hold on the land by being exiled from the land. You'll go off to somewhere else. And anybody who wants to take Eretz Yisrael will be able to take Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi explains that. And Radak explains, you will be released. Your connection to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're holding on to the land. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo says, I'll take you off the land. I will release that from you. You'll be taken away. Why, how will you be taken away? Is that you'll have nothing to be able to plow and to sow in the other 6 years. You'll be have nothing because you don't keep Shmita properly, therefore you'll have nothing else for yourself. And finally, you'll be taken away from the land, you won't even be able to have the land for yourself at all. That's what's going to happen because of the way Klal Yisrael behaved. Pasuk says in the next Pasuk, Hey, Ka'om Hashem, Orur HaGever Asheiv Tach Ba'odom. Cursed is the man who trusts human beings, the Sombo Sor Zero, and makes his bosor, Zero, his arm, bosor. Bosor, what do you mean? And his heart turns from Hashem. Saying the Mephoshim on that, Orur HaGever, the Marie Carroll says, that a person says, I don't need Shmita. How can anybody tell me to keep Shemitah? It's my land. It's my power. I can go to my own land. I can plow my own land and sow my own seeds. Rabban Shalom, what's it got to do with you? It's my land. I own it. I can work on it. That's Orur HaGever. Orur HaGever, the person who thinks that because it's mine, I've got the seeds, I've got the power, I've got the energy. Straightforward, I can do what I like. That's Orur HaGever, a person with such an attitude. The Radak and the Abravanel said that in practical terms, in those days, that what did they do? They when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Nevi'im telling them, you'll be thrown out of your own land because you don't keep the mitzvahs I gave you. They said, we're not worried. How are you going to throw us out of our land? You're going to send other, you're going to send nations along. We'll go to Mitzrayim. We'll go to Ashur, we'll pay nations to protect us. So you're going to have one nation against the other, we'll be in the middle, we'll be okay. And that, we see that in Tanakh quite a few times, that they had treaties with one nation to save them. When Nebuchadnezzar came outside Yerushalayim, they'd made a treaty with Egypt, that Egypt would send an army along and get rid of the Babylonians. And what happened? The Egyptians came, they saw the size of the Babylonian army, and they ran back again. And literally, after that, they didn't keep any alliance treaties anymore. The Radak says as well, beautiful idea, this idea, Orur HaGever Sheiv Tach Ba'odom, Umin Hashem Yosur Libo. The problem, it's not a problem trusting in a human being. It's Min Hashem Yosur Libo that is the problem, taking away from Hashem. It's the Radak says there's nothing wrong in trusting in a human being if you believe that the human being is the Shaliach of the Rabbono Shel Olam. In other words, if we're living in this world, we have to work with human beings. If I have something wrong, I have to go to a doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the doctor the knowledge and the power to do what they can. As long as I'm totally aware that this human being is doing what Hashem wants, and it's totally Hashem working through a human being, there's nothing wrong. It's only when I say, I don't need to daven to the Rabbono Shel Olam, because Baruch Hashem, I've got a tablet, I've got a potion, I've got a doctor, I've got a surgeon, we've got hospitals. Rabbono Shel Olam, we don't need you anymore. We're okay, we're looking after ourselves. That's what the Radak says is the problem. The problem is when we think we don't need the Rabbono Shel Olam. If we appreciate that the Rabbono Shel Olam wants us to be healed through the doctor, and we go to the doctor and say, Rabbono Shel Olam, please help me, that the doctor will be able to know the right thing to say. And the whole time, you know it's true, the Rabbono Shel Olam, and you go to the doctor, ask Hishtadlus, that is perfectly okay. It's only when Min Hashem Yosur Libo, that is the problem. Pasuk carries on. Such a person will be like an arrow, will be like a tree, a lone tree on the plain. And now when anything good comes along, won't get anything out of it. Or a person is like a tree which is in the desert, and it's harerim, it's parched. The land is parched there. And it's because it's parched, nothing grows there. It's salty, nothing will come out of that. And that is what's going to have a person who has no trust in Hashem is like a tree without moisture. The tree will stay. The tree will be there. Nothing will grow. You'll just see a dead tree. So the tree is there. Wonderful. But every other tree is meant to grow. Every year you see the branches grow, the leaves grow, the bark grows, and the fruit grows. It's beautiful. But this tree, nothing will grow. It'll stay there till finally it'll die completely, and then the tree will be absolutely nothing. That's what such person is compared to. And the next pasuk, one of the most famous psukim we know, Boruch HaGever Sheivtach B'Hashem V'Yo Hashem Mivtacho. blessed is the person who trusts in the Rabbon Shalom, and Hashem is Mivtacho, Hashem is his trust. There's a famous question, and I'm sure there are plenty of answers given on the subject. What does it mean? Asher Yivtach Hashem, Vahoya Hashem Mivtacho. If I said, best is the man who eats toast for breakfast. Yeah? And for breakfast, he eats toast. What if I say the second time I didn't say the first time? Asher Yivtach Hashem, if you trust in the Rabbon Shem, then by definition, Vahoya Hashem Mivtacho. What's it told you? That you didn't hear in the first part of the pasuk. Baruch HaGev Asher Yivtach Hashem. So one idea here, the Radak says, Hashem is Mivtacho velo yiro mikol ra. Because it's not just a question of I trust in Hashem, and by the way, even though I trust in Hashem, I've still made sure I've got plenty of money, and I've still got plenty of friends, and therefore, even if the Rabbon Shem doesn't help, I'm still okay. It's Vayoshe Mivtacho means that totally everything goes through the Rabbon Shalom. The bitachon in the Rabbon Shalom is complete. There's nothing else that is there. I may have to do whatever hishtadlus needs to be done, but Hashem is Mivtacho, and there's nothing else. And with that, I don't need to worry about anything, because I know whatever happens to me in the world, the Rabbon Shalom is in charge. And therefore, it comes min Hashem. Anything that goes wrong comes min Hashem, and there's a reason for it. And that's what I know. It's not a question of Rabbon Shalom, you let me down. Rabbon Shalom didn't let me down. Rabbon Shalom is running my life. But Hashem is Mivtacho. Whatever happens, I know that whatever is happening is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And if you put your money in the bank, you're not Mivtacho Hashem. You are worried about the future.
The very fact you're thinking about it.
Yeah, you're thinking about it, but you're Mivtacho. You're saying
Hishtadlus
is not Mivtacho.
If it's the right Hishtadlus, it's perfectly okay.
So where do you draw the line? How much do I need in the bank to feel that I'm Mivtacho Hashem and not Mivtacho my money? Very hard to draw the line.
I'll think about it, but it's a shame. Right. So Posuk carries on. The Mari Karos says this is talking about Hashem's promise to look after you in Shemitah. He says, a person who is totally convinced that Hashem will provide for him in Shemitah will not work on his fields, won't have any problem, will do exactly what he has to do beforehand. There's a mice, I think, with the Kamamias in Eretz Yisrael, I think it was before the Shemitah, which was around 1972, around then. The Shemitah was 72, 73. They literally, the year before Shemitah, just before Shemitah started, they literally sent in their reports. They literally, that year had grown three times their normal annual yield. Three times. And the ministry came to them and asked them, what's happened here? How come you got three times as much? And they said, they explained quite simply, it says in the Torah, if you're prepared to keep Shemitah, Hashem says he'll give you for 3 years. And they took it very simply, very seriously. We have to do our bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll give us for 3 years, and we've got that. Then the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk, Gilches, a person trusting Hashem will be like a tree planted by water, and Valyuval by a little river. He sends out his roots, and nothing will worry him. Nothing will have, everything, he'll have fruit, he'll have leaves, everything will grow beautifully. Right? So the Radak says that the tzaddik will have plenty, other people have little. The leaves are green, and they symbolize that his possessions and his wealth will be used to benefit others. The whole purpose of what one has is what one can do with it. That is the point. How many rebbes were there who were given money? The chassidim came along and gave them money, money, money. Every time the chassid came, he gave money to the rebbe. Yeah? And the rebbe asked the rebbe, can I have some money? And he says, I've got no money. And he said, what do you mean? The chassid just came to see you, gives you a big, huge pile of money. So he said, that's not for me. That's not for me. That's for all the very aniyim I have to give to. It was a sense of total responsibility that it's there for others. What I'm given, I'm allowed a certain amount for myself, but everything is for everybody else. It's interesting, the Kotzker Rebbe says in connection to the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah that brings this Pasuk in Pirkei Avos, in the third Pirkei of Pirkei Avos, Kol Shemasim Ruvim Mechochmoso. There's a person whose Chochmo is more than his Masim, a person whose Masim Tovim are better, more than his Chochmo. First of all, the question again, what does it mean, his Masim Tovim are more than his Chochmo? What do you mean it's more than his chokhmah? How can you, if you don't know what to do, how can you do more than you know? Literally, if I've learnt five prokim in Shulchan Aruch, I'll keep five prokim in Shulchan Aruch. I can't keep what's in the sixth berak because I haven't learnt it yet. Halavai, I've learnt the first five prokim, I'll keep the first five prokim. So what's Masav Merubin Mechokhmoso? Is that Masav Merubin, one pshat is Masav Merubin, why? Because of his Chokhmah. He uses, his Merubin means he does as much as he possibly can, why? Because of his Chokhmah. It's not more than his Chokhmah, it's because of his Chokhmah, his Masav Merubin. He does such a lot, because he's learned all these things so far, Baruch Hashem, so much I can do, and he's thinking more and more things he can do from what he's learned. That's one pshat. The Kotzke Rebbe says, the pasuk in Hallel, Hashomayim Shomayim Lashem Va'oretz Nosanim Ne'odom. The Shomayim belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the world he has given to us. Why has he given the world to us? To make it into Shomayim. That's the Kotzker Rebbe says. Nosanim Ne'odom, to make Shomayim out of it. The Shomayim is Hashem's, but the Eretz is for us to make some more Shomayim. In other words, every single thing of Gashmias has the ability to turn it into Ruchnias. In a physical sense, in a material, however you want to look at it, he says, Mephoshim, they talk about ideas to use every bit of Gashmias in Ruchnias. Take an animal hide. The animal hide, you can take, make it into the cloth, you can make it into, you, whatever you use it for, if it's fill-in, you take an animal hide, it's something that grows on an animal. What do you do? Think of a mitzvah I can do with it. Sleep. Food, all things one has. Look, seven Reish Lamed Hay in Reish Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Everything, Chol Ma'asov Yishem Shomayim. Everything you have and you've got is Lashem Shomayim. You can use it all for Lashem Shomayim. Einstein told the world how matter and energy change. Literally, matter can change into energy. Energy can change into matter. And we look from a Ruchnius point of view that every single bit of matter, every single physical thing in the world can be used for spiritual energy. Whatever you've got, literally, it's not a question of how much. You can make somebody a cup of tea. And what are you doing? You're taking something physical and making a mitzvah that will last olam void. Every single physical thing is for Oretz Nosanim Ne'odom to make it into Shomayim. The moshel is given about a tree itself. What is a tree? A tree, where does a tree come from? It takes earth, water, oxygen and sunlight. Right, try taking yourself, go outside, take some earth, take some water, blow onto it, and put it out in the sun. See if you can make an apple. Make an apple out of it. How long is it going to take you to take earth, water, oxygen, and sunlight to make an apple? How does it work? I don't know. The Rabbeinu Shem does it. Hashem takes that and makes three things: wood, leaves, and fruit. Fruit, we know. The fruit tastes very nice. And the fruit, hundreds, thousands of apples each year on each tree. It's amazing how many you can get. But the wood itself is of value. But wood, anything made of wood, houses made of wood last for so long. That's wood HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And the leaves, the photosynthesis. You know, we Baruch Hashem, every time we breathe out, we've converted some of the oxygen into carbon dioxide. So where does the carbon dioxide get turned back again? Photosynthesis through the leaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes thousands of leaves for every tree. And those leaves all take the carbon dioxide and turn it back into oxygen for the world. And where does this come from? It comes from this commonplace thing called a tree. We see it so often, the Mephoshim say, we don't see the nace anymore. That's Teva. We're sunk into Teva. We don't see the nace. So the point the Kotzker is saying is to take Baruch HaGevash Yivtach B'Hashem, to realize that every single thing that Rabbeinu Shem is doing is taking the physical, and he makes Ruchnius out of it, so we do the same thing. Posuk carries on, unfortunately, says, Okov HaLev. Posuk says, the Okov HaLev Mikol, the heart is deceitful. The heart is deceitful. Unfortunately, a person, says the Radak, B'tochen is good in man, but B'tochen is good in Hashem. But the talking in man is bad. The people are deceitful. A person can act nicely, can speak nicely, and in their hearts, they're bad. What they really feel is bad. And therefore, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's actually going on.
But the Kach Chokov is Chumkat,
yeah? Yes, yes, yes. So the Apostle carries on the Hashem Chok Halev Bochen Kaloyos. Hashem says, I can search the person. I can see what a person's really doing. Give a person Kidrochov Vechifri Mamalolov. To give a person what he does and do, literally the fruit of his deeds, so that everything you do is seen by the Rabbon Shem, and Hashem will give us the reward that we deserve. Oh, the Apostle carries on with Kore Dogor. Dogor is either a cuckoo or a partridge. Do before Hashem on this. The cuckoo, what does the cuckoo do? It takes other chicks. It calls chicks from other birds and brings them up. But when they grow up, they realize the cuckoo is not the parent, so they run away. And the Radak says it's the partridge. It gathers the eggs. It sits on the eggs. It hatches the eggs. And unfortunately, when the eggs go, they're not partridges, and they don't have any shaykhs to the parents. It's a moshel to a person, the Apostle says, who's gathering wealth illegally. Though you take so many things which are illegal, and we'll lose it later, and we'll learn the covered, we'll lose all our covered. It's interesting, the Vort said about Olam Ha'emes, the next world is called Olam Ha'emes, the world of truth. You think of all the things we can say about the next world. All the things you can say about it, it's called the world of truth. Why is it called the world of truth? Because every single thing that we take with us to the next world is examined under the microscope of truth. Anything that was sheker to start with that was false hasn't got a chance of getting in. Any bad thing is not MS because the Rabban Shem said don't do it and we did it, so therefore there's no MS there. But every good thing we take in, all the mitzvahs that we do, every mitzvah is analysed under the microscope. Was this mitzvah done with MS? And literally it takes out the beautiful side of the mitzvah that was true and genuine, and any part that had a krumkeit to it that was dishonest, any mitzvah done through mitzvah bor ba'aveiro. Think about mitzvahs bor, a very lovely idea, mitzvah bor ba'aveiro. We do thousands of them. Let's imagine there was a nebuch, there's an old woman living in a house on her own. She hasn't got any family, it's her house. And she lives in this house on her own, and people think, what a waste. She's doing nothing with the house. It's a big house. We could use that house. So what do? One day they take her out of the house nicely and they put her in an old age home. Very nice. She's much happier, much more comfortable there. Then they take the house. They make it into a shul. They make it into a school, into a yeshiva. A hospital. Imagine all the mitzvahs they could do with this house. The only thing is it's stolen. They haven't got a rishus. But they do millions and millions of mitzvahs, and they pat themselves on the back saying, isn't that wonderful what we've done? We've made so many mitzvahs that she wasn't doing, and we've looked after her, we put her in a better place. Literally, they're patting themselves on the back with mitzvahs. And the Rabban Shem looks down and says, Olam Ha'emes, where's the truth? The truth is, mitzvah bor ba'aveiro, you took it, it wasn't yours to take in the first place. All the mitzvahs are a waste of time. It's not your cheshbon. Your cheshbon is to be honest. If you're honest, then you do mitzvah with honesty. You build up the mitzvahs, you build up shomayim. Do it without the honesty, it's not worth anything. The pesukim continue. Three more pesukim we've got now. You've got kisei kovod moram marishon. The kisei kovod in shomayim is exalted right from the beginning. Mekom mikdoshenu. And the place of our mikdosh to go together. Say chazal that there's a shekhinah in shomayim and a shekhinah in the mokom hamikdosh. It's the same shekhinah. People unfortunately think that the Rabban Shem shekhinah is up there. And since he's up there, Rabban Shem, you stay up there. I've got my things to do down here. So no, says the Pasuk, the Shekhinah which is in Shomayim, and the Kisei HaKavod is the same Shekhinah that comes down to earth and watches us down here. It's the two go together. The Kisei HaKavod relates to the Beis HaMikdash. It's the place where Kedusha comes from. The Pasuk continues, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mikveh. Mikveh means the hope. Kaveh Al Hashem is hope, long towards Hashem. Hashem is the source of all the hopes. And Kolo Zvecho Yevoshu, anybody who forsakes you, Hashem, will be put to shame. So said the people who go away from the Rabban Shalom, later on they will realize themselves they will be shamed by their own inadequacy because they wanted to do things without the Rabban Shalom, and unfortunately they'll find they've got nothing left. What they thought they were achieving without the Rabban Shalom, they'll find is absolutely worthless. And the Pasuk finishes off. I mean, by the way, the Midrash says on that, Well, the Midrash on Chuba says about the partridge. It takes the birds, takes the eggs from other birds and it hatches them. What do these little birds do when they grow up? They climb on top of the partridge, they pluck his feathers, says the Midrash on Chuba. And now, he hasn't got any feathers, and when he's attached, he can't escape. In the same way the nations came along, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they exiled us. And they have got no power left after that. They've used all their power to do bad. When they are attacked, they've got no zechuyos for themselves, and therefore they're defeated. Yirmiyahu carries on and says the pasuk for Eini Hashem ve'erofe, which we put into the plural and put into Shemone Esra, there is heal me Hashem from the curses they gave him, the humiliation Yirmiyahu Hanavi had. They put him into prison. They beat him. We find later on, literally, as a Novi, he had a terrible time, Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Physically speaking, he had no security, no bodyguards around him. He said what he knew was the correct thing to say because the Rebbe Shem told him, and the people were nasty to him. You see, later on in the Sefer, he was in prison, and when the Babylonians came, literally they gave him covered. They were the ones who gave him Yonabi covered, because he'd been the one who said he was going to come. They're going to come, and they're going to destroy, and they knew that this Jewish prophet was a great man. And they took him out, and they said, you can go where you want to go. You can go wherever you want. You want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, stay in Eretz Yisrael, come with us. Whatever you want to do, we don't have to tie you up, nothing. Yeah, and he said, I'd like to stay here. And he stayed with the people. And then what happened after Gedaliah was killed, the final master that we told about Yirmiyahu there, is that after Gedaliah was killed, then the people came to, they weren't sure what to do. It's going to be dangerous staying in Eretz Yisrael because the Babylonians will come back. Gedaliah, there was the man they set up, he's been killed. What do we do? We want to go to Mitzrayim. We're not sure. Is it safe or not to go away? Anyway, so they said to Yirmiyahu, we didn't listen to you in the past. We'll listen to you now. Tell us any message from Hashem. And he got a message from Hashem, and he said, don't be afraid. Stay in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll be safe. That was the message. And they said, thank you very much. We're taking the next plane. That was what happened. That was it. So the pasuk it says, and whether he went with them or not, I'm not quite sure, but Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he says, so these words we say in Shemana Esra, for Eino Hashem Menei Rofe, it's taken from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He asked Hashem, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, make me better. They beat him. Literally, they would have killed him. There was a time they put him into a pit. They put it, and he was sinking into the mud in this pit. And it would have been a few minutes later, he'd been gone completely under, and that would have been it. So, but they brought Baruch Hashem and they called him up again. Yirmiyahu HaNavi had a terrible time. So when we say Refa'enu, we're quoting a man who had it really bad and davened to the Rabbon Shalom. And Ani Agever, as he said, Rani, I'm the man who saw it. I saw it come true. I wasn't just simply saying, oh, you know, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. It's a question of what's happened to all of us. And he saw it. It didn't make him any happier. But he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him, to save him from the shame and the humiliation. And Mir Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us all from the humiliation. And Mir Hashem the good Asida should come soon.
Beautiful to say these terms so nicely. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a compliment.
Just going to miss you. Thank you. Thank you.